Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here at Austin High School in Richmond, Texas. The Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Longhorns are about to get started. It's 5:49 p.m. The projected start time was around 6 p.m., but we're going to go ahead and give you the starting batting orders via the PA announcers. We'll go ahead and let you tune into the sounds of the game. I will also give you a repetition of the batting orders and get you started for top of the first inning coverage. I'm Keenan Vaughn here on GRHSI Radio. Here are the starting batting lineups. Ladies and gentlemen, your national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play ball here at Austin High School in Richmond, Texas. It's in-district game number 10 for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns as they take on the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Hello everyone, I'm Keenan Vaughn. You're listening to GRHSI Radio, the one and only place to tune in live for GR Sports. And we are just about 2 minutes away from the top of the first inning. I'll go ahead and repeat those starting batting lineups. You were unclear on who is starting off for both offenses. We'll start with the visiting Lady Longhorns. You have number 14, third baseman Jessica Johnston. Number 1, center fielder Carlon Dees. Number 2, left fielder Kate Dolan. Number 20, starting catcher Mariah Garner. Number 15, designated player Abby Bergeron. Number 6, shortstop Ella Kalinko. Number 17, first baseman Abigail Dominguez. Number 3, second baseman Macy Burks. And number 10, starting pitcher Zaria Turner in the flex. And over for the Austin Lady Bulldogs, you have number 10, starting catcher Sophia Lundstrom. Number 7, starting pitcher Zoe Zamora. Number 5, shortstop Amira Marfani. Number 4, third baseman Trishelle Esquivel. Number 13, first baseman Charlotte O'Callaghan. Number 11, second baseman Ruby Martinez. Number 14, right fielder Andrea Lara. Number 1, left fielder Jenna Strong. And number 12, center fielder Alyssa Carter. Lady Longhorns are on offense first. Number 14, third baseman Jessica Johnston in the batter's box, facing off against Zoe Zamora, the starting pitcher for the Lady Bulldogs. We'll break down who's at which defensive position and where both teams lie in the standings in just a bit. First pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. No one out, no one on base. Just getting started here at Austin High School. Pitch by Zamora. Another blistering pitch. This one just inside for ball one. Jessica Johnston, batter number one, looking to get the Longhorns offense rolling early. Down low, two balls, one strike. Over at first is O'Callaghan, second, Martinez, third, a squibble, and shortstop Marfani, the infield for the Lady Bulldogs. Another slider, rolling in the dirt, three balls, one strike. A beautiful day out here. Sun's still bright in the sky. It's a great day for Lady Longhorn softball. That one crushed into center right field. Jessica Johnston will look to round first. She'll hold off after a good throw from the right fielder Lara down to second base. A leadoff single for Jessica Johnston. Up next will be number one center fielder Carlon Dees. Lady Longhorns coming into this game are 11-6-1 overall and 7-2 in in-district play, sitting at third place in the 26A standings. For the Austin Lady Bulldogs, they are 7-14 overall and 4-5 in district, with sixth place in the 26A standings. And it's must win for both teams as Austin is still trying to chase after the Elkins Lady Knights for that final spot for a potential playoff berth in the UIL playoffs coming up in about a month or so. And the Lady Longhorns are trying to keep pace with Ridgepoint and Travis, especially Travis, as they are only one game behind of second place. And remember, folks, the higher you are in the standings, the easier the opponent. And a bloop single by Carlon Dees into center field. Runners on first and second. Two leadoff hits by the Lady Longhorns offense. Brings up number two, left fielder Kate Dolan.
Hey, Ryan, she's staying pretty tight with late. There's no movement.
And the best start you could imagine if you're Coach Emily Witt of the Lady Longhorns. With the base running we've talked about all season, all Kate Dolan has to do is hit one deep for a sack fly or a hit. And she goes so back towards left field, over the head of the outfielder. Jessica Johnston comes home. Carlon Dees goes to third. An RBI double by Kate Dolan. Lady Longhorns lead it 1-0 in just the top of the first inning. And that was a beautifully hit ball. Sailed over the glove of Jenna Strong. And if it wasn't for a great throw in time, we could be looking at a 2-0 lead. It sits at 1-0. Lady Longhorns on top of the Lady Bulldogs early.
Hey, you're good.
Ryan Garner fouls one off into right foul territory. 0-1 count. Runners on second and third. Mariah Garner, starting catcher at number 20 for the Lady Longhorns at bat. Three straight hits for the Lady Longhorns offense to start this one off. Slider down in the dirt. And a big leadoff by Kate Dolan over at second base, anxious to make her way towards home. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Garner. That one, ground ball towards second base. And that'll score two. The throw to home, not in time. Kate Dolan scores. Harlan D's already safe. So an RBI single, a two RBI single, correct me there, for Mariah Gardner. And just like that, folks, it is 3-0 George Ranch.
Hey, here we go, Abby.
And if you watch Lady Longhorns at any point during the season, this is nothing new for them. Usually it even takes them an inning or two to get in their groove. They've just wasted no time here. They are going to impress here at Austin High School. Up now is number 15, designated player Abigail Bergeron. Bergeron started at left field. She was actually the starting designated player. She was moved to left field, taking the place of Kate Dolan. She's back in her usual spot. 1-1 count now. No one out. Bailey Bielitz, the pinch runner for Mariah Garner, on first.
Here we go, Abby! Abby! Abby!
The pitch to Bergeron. Inside for ball two.
Hey, let it be perfect, kid. Let's go.
Lady Longhorns rocking a 5-in-district game winning streak. Started off against Bush High School. They took down Hightower, Dulles through a forfeit, Elkins, and recently the Clements Lady Rangers. Down the middle.
Not yours.
Evens it out at 2-2 against Abigail Bergeron. And all of these games have been decided by a double digits. Lady Longhorns have usually pulled the run rule on their opponents. Down low, we're headed to a full count. Bielitz still waiting on first. Lady Longhorns lead it 3-0. Payoff. And that one crushed into left field, a ground ball. Bielitz heading to second. And Lady Longhorn stay hot. A single by designated player Abigail Bergeron brings up number 6, shortstop Ella Kalinko. Bielitz on second, Bergeron on first. Lady Longhorns started it off with 2 leadoff hits. RBI double by Kate Dolan. A 2 RBI single by Mariah Garner. Gave them their 3-0 lead. And they're looking to add with a single by Abigail Bergeron. Up now, Ella Kalinko. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. In the batter's circle, waiting is number 17, first baseman Abigail Dominguez. Still no one out here in the top of the first inning. Some more with the pitch. And a foul off. Just narrowly. And a timeout here by the umpire. Might have hit him in the groin. We'll take that opportunity to go ahead and reveal the outfielder for the Austin Lady outfielders for the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Over in left is Jenna Strong. In center is Alyssa Carter, and in right field is Andrea Lara. And behind the plate, the battery mate for Zoe Zamora is starting catcher Sophia Lundstrom. Kalinko at the plate. 0-2 count. Runners on first and second. Swing and a miss. A strikeout for Zoe Zamora against Ella Kalinko. The first out here in this half inning. Abigail Dominguez, first baseman for the Lady Longhorns, headed up to bat. Bergeron still at first. Bielitz, pinch running for Mariah Garner on second. Hit just towards left foul territory. Nice contact made on pitch one for Dominguez, who's usually a back and forth JV call up. She lingers on the starting lineup for the varsity squad. And usually in these games with the Lady Longhorns, they mess with the lineup and defensive positions to see what works, what positions they like for each team member, and what batting order they feel will get the job done against tough opponents, especially when it comes to the playoffs. Dominguez, that one gets away from Lundstrom. Runners will advance. Bielitz takes third. Bergeron takes second. ball, one strike, one out. Dominguez at the plate. Zoe Zamora struck out Kalinko in the previous at-bat. But Lady Longhorns have scored three and looking to add. And there's contact made into left field. A roller, which will score Bielitz, an RBI single by Abigail Dominguez. Just cracked and perfectly falls into left field towards Jenna Strong. 4-0 George Ranch here in the top of the first inning. Up now is number three, second baseman Macy Burks. Macy Burks started as the second baseman for the Lady Longhorns. Has spent time as a designated player, but is back to her natural position. Hits one over the fence for foul on pitch one. 0-1 count. Lady Longhorns have corners.
Yeah, man.
Pitch by Zamora. Popped up. Shortstop Marfani chases after it, makes the catch. So a fly ball for out number two by Macy Burks brings up number seven and right fielder Cameron Radford. So Lady Longhorns in the top of the first inning will at least go through the order one complete time. And that's how you start a ball game if you are the Lady Longhorns. Cameron shows bunt to start off. Goes for a foul tip. Strike one. Lady Longhorns still have corners. The pitch. And a bunt. Gets past the second baseman. Scoring is Abigail Bergeron. So a successful bunt drives in a run by Cameron Radford. It is 5-0 George Ranch here in just the top of the first inning, folks. So back up is number 14, third baseman Jessica Johnson. Can't believe I'm saying this already, only 15 minutes into the broadcast, but Jessica Johnson is 1-for-1 tonight with a single. Lady Longhorns have runners on first and second. The pitch popped up in right field territory. Dominguez is the runner on second, Radford on first. And I think the Lady Longhorns have finally figured out what they wanted to do with the top of the batting order. It's set in stone where Jessica Johnston is the leadoff and Carlon Dees and Kate Dolan follow. And I call them the 1-2 punch of the lineup. They usually produce the first runs of the ball game for the Lady Longhorns, and they have done just that. As Kate Dolan hit an RBI double to bring both Johnson and Dees to home. And Lady Longhorns have now made it 5-0. Swinging Ipson for the strikeout. Strikeout number two for Zoe Zamora. Heading into the bottom of the first inning, it is 5-0 George Ranch over the Austin Lady Bulldogs. I'm Keenan Vaughn. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. Welcome back, everyone, to GRHSI Radio, the one and only place to tune in live for GR Sports. I'm Keenan Vaughn. It is the bottom of the first inning here at Austin High School. Lady Longhorns lead it 5-0 as the first batter for the Austin Lady Bulldogs is coming up to the plate. It is number 10, starting catcher Sophia Lundstrom. First pitch by starting pitcher Zaria Turner goes for ball one. Sorry, folks, attempting to adjust the volume for you. As you can figure out, we don't have any commercials for you on hand, so we'll let you listen to the sounds of the game. Abigail Dominguez gets the ground ball from Sophia Lundstrom, tags the base for out number one. Up now is number 7, starting pitcher Zoe Zamora. Over on stream 1 of GRHSIRadio.com, Coach Kubza and his varsity baseball squad has taken on the Dulles Vikings over at Dulles High School. Tom Tarando and Julian Munoz are on the call there, so listen in.
Hey, great job, Mariah. Keep working back there, babe.
In a swing and a miss for strike one, Zaria Turner, who's put up dominant numbers in this 5-game winning streak for Lady Longhorns, looking for a repeat performance.
Good.
Another one right down the middle by Turner. 0-2 count against Zoe Zamora. Zamora struck out 2 against the Lady Longhorns in the top of the first inning. See how Zaria Turner responds. The pitch. Just outside for ball one. Important week for the Lady Longhorns. Not only are they trying to keep pace with the Travis Lady Tigers in the standings, they play Travis this Friday at George Ranch High School in a really crucial game in their schedule. It'll really determine not only where they're going to be when it comes to playoff times, will it be second, will it be third place. It'll also tell a lot about what we can expect come UIL playoff time for the Lady Longhorns. Is this a team that will fight to go deep in the playoffs like they did last year? And can this team be a real threat by pursuing a championship? 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. Zaria Turner facing off against Zoe Zamora. Pitch. Fouled off. Sophia Lundstrom led off with a ground out to Abigail Dominguez over at first.
Hey, here we go. Z right here, babe. Up, up, let's go.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The payoff. Another foul off. Long battle here between the two starting pitchers of the ball game.
Come on now. Let's go, Z. Win here.
Longhorns up 5-0. Austin looking to get on the board. Yeah, it looked like an attempted bunt. Goes off for another foul off. While I mentioned the Lady Longhorns are interested and moving up to possibly second place in the standings. As I mentioned, the Austin Lady Bulldogs are in a dogfight. The Elkins Lady Knights and the Dulles Lady Vikings for the 4th spot in the standings, which will be the final contestant for 26A in the UIL playoffs. Still 2-2 count. No one on base for Austin.
Remember our goal. Let's go.
Turner with the pitch. Outside, we head to a full count.
Hey, you're still in. Let's go, Z. Right here, babe. Win here.
Sun shining bright out here at Austin High School. Bit of wind blowing towards right field.
Hey, stay awake.
Full
let's
count.
Go.
One out.
Away.
Popped up.
Hey, someone on that.
They are looking to approach pitch number 10 here in this at bat.
This guy is snow cone. He's got 4 balls already.
Zoe Zamora staying alive against Zaria Turner. The payoff. Popped up. Dominguez runs for it. Can't quite glove it. So we stay in the same spot. And a big thank you to Austin High School. Provided us with a chair, a table, and a great view of the ball game for us here at grhsiradio.com. That one driven deep into right field. Radford is there to make the catch at the warning track for out number two here. So a long at-bat for Zoe Zamora ends with a pop out to right. Up next is number five, shortstop Amira Marfani. Very unusual.
Watch here. Here we go.
No strikeouts yet for Zaria Turner. Just a ground out and a pop out. We'll see if she does so against Marfani. Two outs, no one on base for Austin. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty fastball by Zaria Turner. A one count. And another, a bit of a spin on that one as it curved up, stays in the zone. No balls, two strikes. Turner. Just that one just a bit outside for ball one. Abigail Dominguez is over at first. AC Burks is back at second base. Kalinka went short. And Jessica Johnston at third, the infield for the Lady Longhorns.
Good.
Fouled off by Marfani. Remains at 1-2. Bergeron is in left. Dees is in center. And Radford is in right. This is the starting defense for the Lady Longhorns.
Hey, you in here, Tim. Let's go, babe.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch by Turner. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number one for Zaria Turner against Amira Marfani. And heading into inning number two of play, Lady Longhorns lead it 5-0 over the Austin Lady Bulldogs here at Austin High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and you're listening to GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. Once you listen to the sounds of the game, we'll be right back.
Hey, your dad don't swing like that. Hey, no, fix it, because you're doing this. You kicked it out. And you had all your weight on that front side.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Keenan Vaughn here on GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. It's the top of the second inning here at Austin High School. Lady Longhorns on top, 5-0. Up now is number one, center fielder Carlon Dees. Dees is 1-for-1 with a single in the top of the first inning. She would later be brought in by Kate Dolan's RBI double. And there's a hit into right field. Curves right into foul territory. A bit of an obstructed view here. I'm right next to the Lady Longhorns bullpen, so any hit into right field is a bit out of my vision. It is an 0-1 count, no one out, no one on base. Zoe Zamora on the mound for the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Struck out two in the top of the first. A swing and a miss by Dees. And that was just nasty changeup, off-speed pitch. Dees took the bait, 0-2 count. Pitch by Zamora. Nice eye by Carlon Dees. Lets it go outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes, no one out, no one on base. Pitch to Dees. Popped up over the Lady Bulldogs dugout in the left. It's the top of the top of the batting order that brings the punch in the Lady Longhorns' offense. But Jessica Johnson, in her second at-bat, ended the top of the first inning with a strikeout. Carl Lindy's looks to avoid doing the same. Fouls one off once again. One ball, two strikes. And a pitch up top by Zoe Zamora evens things out. And Carlon Dees, no stranger to big moments and home runs for the Lady Longhorns, looking for another candid moment. Strikes out here against Zoe Zamora. That's K number three for the Lady Bulldogs starting pitcher. Brings up number two left fielder, Kate Dolan, one for one with an RBI W. See the frustration on Dee's face. Even though they're up by a sizable amount, they're looking to waste no time against Austin here. In district game number 10, there's a hit into left field by Kate Dolan. She's rounding first, heading for second. Jenna Strong makes the throw. It's not in time. So another double for Kate Dolan here in the bottom of the second inning. Brings up number 20, starting catcher Mariah Garner. Runner on second, one out here in the top of the second inning. Pitch to Garner, a swing and a miss. Another off-speed pitch by Zoe Zamora. Another Lady Longhorns batter chasing. And they are swinging for the moon early. Because once this offense gets rolling, there's little you can do to stop it. There's a hit in the center field. Scoring is Dolan. Heading to first is Garner on the RBI single. Garner was already one for one with a two RBI single. Make that three RBIs for the starting catcher here tonight. Bielitz heads to first to pinch run once again. It is 6-0 Lady Longhorns. Up now is number 15 designated player Abigail Bergeron, who is 1-for-1 with a single of her own. First pitch, change up down the middle for strike one. Runner on first. One out, top of the second inning. Pitch to Bergeron, fouled off for strike two.
Hey, you got it, Abby. Come on, babe.
Over on stream one on grhsiradio.com, Sean Ferrando and Julian Munoz are on the call as the George Ranch Longhorns take on the Dulles Vikings at Dulles High School in varsity baseball.
Yeah, Abby. Right here, Abby.
And that pitch narrowly avoids hitting Abigail Bergeron. Went way inside. Even hit her bat, so it stays at an 0-2 count. Pitch by Zamora. Down in the dirt. Pushes it to a 1-2. One out. Runner on first. Situation for Abigail Bergeron, designated player for the Lady Longhorns.
Gabby!
The pitch by Zamora.
Good!
Up top once again. A great crowd composed of the Lady Longhorns JV squad and, of course, the friends and family of the Lady Longhorns here at Austin High School. Abigail Bergeron rolls one into center field for a single. Runners now on first and second for the Lady Longhorns. Number six, starting shortstop, Ella Kalinko at the plate. She is 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. First, Bielitz pinch running for Mariah Garner on second. Linko takes strike one looking. In the batter's circle is number 17, first base. Travis Lady Tigers. Bob up by Ilkalenko.
They moved through it. You
one
got
two
it.
Count now. Lady Longhorns taking on the Travis Lady Tigers in
right
a battle
here,
for second place in 26A. Be sure to come by the George Ranch campus at Longhorns Field to support the varsity softball squad. If not, we have the call starting at 5:45 with me and most likely Julian Munoz by my side. Julian and I had our first ever broadcast together last Friday as the Lady Longhorns took on the Clements Lady Rangers. We're looking to do so again this Friday against the Travis Tigers, which would be a battle of the powers. A pop-up into left field. Dennis Strong is there to make the catch for out number two. Two outs here in the top of the second. Up comes number 17, first baseman Abigail Dominguez, one for one with an RBI single. Zoe Zamora has struck out three batters against the Lady Longhorns, but has still given up six runs. And that pitch gets away from Lundstrom, the starting catcher. Runners will advance. So Bielitz heads to third. Bergeron heads to second. So just as Abigail Dominguez did in the top of the first inning, just a simple hit past the shortstop into left center field could push through another run for the Lady Longhorns. A swing and a miss. 1-1 count now. If necessary, number three, Macy Burks, is in the batter circle. Two outs here in the top of the second. 1-1 count, the pitch. Down the middle for strike two against Dominguez. Lady Longhorn scored five in the first. Have pushed through one here in the second. They have runners on second and third. Dominguez cracks one in the left center field. In comes both runners. A two RBI single by Abigail Dominguez. Brings in Bielitz and Bergeron. It is 8-0 George Ranch here in the top of the second inning. And folks, this offense is deadly. Up comes number three, second baseman Macy Burks, 0-1 with a pop out, too short. Macy Burks, as I mentioned, was moved away from second base into the designated player slot. She's back at her natural position tonight. She's been struggling a bit with the bat, looking to rectify that here against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Pitched by Zamora. Popped up. And that one bloops into center field. Nice single by Macy Burks. Gets on base. And you can go ahead and thank me for the, I guess you would call that a reverse announcer's jinx. But it's a runner on first. Number seven, right fielder Cameron Radford up at the plate. She had a bunt for an RBI in the top of the first inning. Pitch. Outside for ball one. Excuse me, it's runners on first and second thanks to the single by Macy Burks, and a follow-up single, a two RBI single by Abigail Dominguez. Radford bunts here and falls foul for strike one. Radford at the plate, 1-1 count, two outs, runners on first and second, Lady Longhorns lead 8-0. Radford bunts here. Scooped up by the third baseman. The throw not in time. Lady Longhorns load the bases in the top of the second. And another incredible bunt and speed shown by Cameron Radford. She grounded one towards third in the direction of a squibble. She couldn't scoop it up in time. By the time she made the throw, Radford was way past first base. So the bases are loaded. Up now is Jessica Johnston. And she connects into right field. Gets past the glove of the first baseman O'Callaghan. In comes Dominguez. Here comes Burks. A two RBI single by Jessica Johnston. And folks, it is 10-0. Lady Longhorns leading here in the top of the second inning. Carlin Dees at the plate. Pitch down in the dirt. Jessica Johnston heads over to first. The throw is in time. She is out. She let off the base too far. She's called out. But again, the damage is still done. Lady Longhorns stack on another 5 runs. Lead 10-0 heading into the bottom of the second inning. I'm Keenan Vaughn. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. Once again, we'll let you listen to the sounds of the game. We'll join you right back for more softball action. Back to the show. It is the bottom of the second inning. Lady Longhorns are on top of the Austin Lady Bulldogs 10-0. It is number 4, third baseman Trishelle Swivel at bat for the Lady Bulldogs. At the mound for the Lady Longhorns, as always, is Zaria Turner. She has 1 strikeout so far against Amira Marfani, the last batter of the bottom of the first inning. It's unusual to talk about Zaria Turner without bringing up a possible striking out of the side or heading for double-digit strikeouts. Nevertheless, she's getting the job done. On the first pitch, a swing and a miss for strike 1. Another swing and a miss by Zaria Turner. 2 straight fastballs. You can usually expect her to follow through with a possible changeup here. For the punch out. Oh, 2.
Nice.
Down the middle. She uses the fastball once again and gets the second K of the ball game. 1 out here in the bottom of the second. Up now is number 13, first baseman Charlotte O'Callaghan. Down in the dirt for ball 1. It's O'Callaghan. And that one cracked into center field. Dees makes the catch. For out number 2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Had a strikeout against a Swivel. A pop out by O'Callaghan. Up now is number 11, second baseman Ruby Martinez. Just a matter of minutes, Zaria Turner has the Lady Longhorns on the brink of heading back on offense, where they're up 10-0. First pitch against Martinez, up top for ball 1. And folks, I'm getting a bit nostalgic coming here at Austin High School. This is one of the most memorable games from Lady Longhorn season last year.
Good.
And a foul off by Martinez. 1-1 count. back then we still had the setup where my partner was Nathan Plunk, who's now at Baylor University. But the setup was we'd do softball for the first hour, then we cut away to baseball with Tom Tirando and Jason Ford.
Good.
Foul off by Martinez. So I do about an hour of softball reporting the Lady Longhorns, and as they cut to baseball, I would give regular updates to Tom Tirando. And definitely one of the fondest memories. Hoping the Lady Longhorns can have a repeat success of that season. Swing and a miss by Martinez. Strikeout for Zaria Turner. We head to inning number 3 of play. Lady Longhorns up 10-0 over the Austin Lady Bulldogs here at Austin High School. I'm Kaden Vaughn. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio, the one and only place to tune in live for GR Sports. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm Keenan Vaughn here on GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. Inning number 3, Lady Longhorns lead 10-0. First pitch by Zamora, rolling in the dirt for ball 1. Up to bat is number 1, center fielder Carlon Dees, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Another one down low by Zamora. 2 balls, no strikes, no one out, no one on base. And where to even begin in terms of offense for the Lady Longhorns? We've had 3 RBIs brought in by Mariah Garner alone. Foul off by Dees for strike 1. We've had 3 RBIs brought in by Abigail Dominguez. Kate Dolan has back-to-back doubles, 1 for an RBI. And you had Jessica Johnston with a 2 RBI single in the top of the second inning. Just some of the highlight plays for the Lady Longhorns, but it's been an all-around, spread-out offensive performance by the Lady Longhorns. Another slider. Down below the strike zone, 3 balls, 1 strike against Carlon Dees, leading off in the top of the third. Dees takes ball 4 for a walk. She's headed to first. It'll bring up number 2, left fielder Kate Dolan. As I mentioned, she has back-to-back doubles, 1 for an RBI. That one was in the top of the first inning. Runner on first, no one out. Dolan at the plate. Number 20, starting catcher Mariah Garner in the batter circle. Down the middle for strike 1. Zamora, as I mentioned, she has 3 strikeouts against the Lady Longhorns. Zaria Turner only just matched that amount. That one driven deep into center field, going back at the warning track. Dees round second, heading to third. Dolan with another double. That is back-to-back-to-back doubles for the starting left fielder for the Lady Longhorns. Runners on second and third. Mariah Garner at the plate. She is 2-for-2 with back-to-back singles, combining for 3 RBIs. First pitch up top against Garner. Dolan on second, Dees on third. Lady Longhorns up top, 10-0. Mariah Garner looking to tack on a couple more. Fouls off. One count. Still no one out here in the top of the third inning. Zoe Zamora on the mound, facing off against Mariah Garner. Oh, hits one deep into center field, back at the wall. It is gone! Briah Garner, three-run home run. 13-0, George Ranch against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. There was no doubt about that one. A blast into center. And I'll make that six RBI scored by Mariah Garner. Unbelievable performance by the senior. As I mentioned, yes, 13-0, George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Number 15 designated player, Abigail Bergeron, is at the plate. She's 2-for-2 with two singles. We'll see Tyler Smith, the head coach for the Austin Lady Bulldogs, at the mound, talking with Zoe Zamora, trying to instill some confidence in their starting pitcher. In the batter's circle is Ella Kalinko. No one on base now, no one out. Top of the third inning.
Here we go, Abby. Here we go, Abby.
Awaiting the first pitch by Zamora. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Right in the same spot. For strike two. 0-2 count. No outs, no one on base. Abigail Bergeron 2-for-2 so far. Fouls off. Remains 0-2. Started with a walk to Carlon Dees, a double by Kate Dolan, and a three-run shot to center field for Mariah Garner. Makes it 13-0 here in the top of the third inning. Wild pitch by Zamora. Gets away from Lundstrom. And that will allow Abigail Bergeron to walk. It looks like it might have hit her in the leg. Looking to shake it off. Number six, shortstop Ella Kalinko. Up to bat now. He is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out to left. And a fly ball right to the shortstop for out number one here. Bergeron remains at first. Number 17, first baseman Abigail Dominguez coming up to the plate. She is 2-for-2 with two singles and three RBIs. Racks one into center. Making the catch is outfielder Alyssa Carter for out number two here in the top of the third. Number three, second baseman Macy Burks. Up to bat now for George Ranch. She is 1-for-2 with a pop out to short and a single. Thirteen nothing, Lady Longhorns. Down the middle for strike one. Sliding at first is Bergeron, leading off just a bit too far. Remains safe. Burks had a nice bloop single in the center in her last at bat. See what she does here. Down low for ball one. Ball down to third. Throw in time and brings this half inning to a close. Lady Longhorns score three thanks to Mariah Garner's three-run home run to center field. 13-0 George Ranch against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. You're listening to Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back as always. Thank you. back here on GRHS iRadio for more Lady Longhorns varsity softball action here at Austin High School in Richmond, Texas. It is the bottom of the third inning. Lady Longhorns are on top 13-0. Up to bat is number 14, right fielder Andrea Lara.
Hey, here we go, right here.
Zaria Turner has struck out three tonight for the Lady Longhorns defense. We've got some substitutions. We'll get to those in just a second. Swing and a miss on pitch number one. Lady Longhorns had scored five in the first and the second. And thanks to a three-run home run by Mariah Garner, tacked on another three. Pitch up top for a 1-1 count. No one out, no one on base. We've got Sarah Windler over on first for Abigail Dominguez. And Davini Espinosa over on third now for the Lady Longhorns. Swing and a miss for strike two for Andrea Lara. Over in left is Kate Dolan, as at second is Bailey Bielitz. So that's three different infielders, and Kate Dolan back in the outfield for the Lady Longhorns.
Hey, here goes,
another one just out of the strike zone. Two balls, two strikes. Side head to a full count on the leadoff at bat for the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Right fielder Andrea Lara up against Zaria Turner. The payoff. Swing and a miss for strikeout number four for Turner. Up comes number one left fielder Jenna Strong. School coming from right field. First pitch by Turner. Swing and a miss. Hasn't had to sway far from her usual arsenal. Has been using the fastball most of tonight. Haven't had the need to deploy the changeup often against the Lady Bulldogs batters. Foul off brings an 0-2 count. One out, no one on base. It's the bottom of the third inning. Lady Longhorns are leading 13-0. A swing and a miss up top. Strikeout number five. Up comes number 12, center fielder Alyssa Carter. Zaria Turner just back to her dominant ways as usual. Strikeout five tonight. Looking for a strikeout on the side here in the bottom of the third. First pitch. Carter takes it swinging. And I believe that is Coach Brian Henry of George Ranch High School just across the field watching for the Lady Bulldogs. Have to give him a shout out as always for his kindness towards the GRHSI radio broadcasters. Another swing and a miss by Carter. 0-2 count, two outs. Pitch by Turner, up top for ball one.
You're good, go out of here, Z, let's go.
Turner looking to wrap things up here. The 1-2 count. Popped up into shallow center field. Dees makes the catch. And that ends inning number three of play. We'll check in with Coach Emily Witt, see what the decision is between both squads. We'll play to another inning. And I believe we will. Lady Longhorns lead 13-0 heading into inning number four here at Austin High School in Richmond, Texas. I'm Keenan Vaughn. You're listening to Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back. back to the show. 13-0, Lady Longhorns leading the Austin Lady Bulldogs. It is the top of the fourth inning. Up to bat is number seven, right fielder Cameron Radford. Not sure if my book is incorrect, but it is Radford coming up to bat for the Lady Longhorns. And before we get started, it looks like the home plate umpire is bringing something over to head coach, the Austin Lady Bulldogs, Tyler Smith. We could be looking at a possible run rule situation, folks, just letting you know. When the score gets 10 runs plus above the other team, it will usually call it early. Not sure what the consensus is here. We see the home plate umpire head behind home plate, so we will play on for another inning. Radford is, well, technically should be 0-0. She has two bunts, one for an RBI and one for a single. The pitch by Zamora. I'm looking for a bunt here, which will take strike one instead. Sunlight starts to dim here at Austin High School. That one up top for ball one. Over on stream one on grhsiradio.com, Coach Cubza and his varsity baseball squad are taking on the Dulles Vikings. Tom Tarando and Julian Munoz have you on the call over there. Go ahead and tune in. If you want to be updated on all things GR Sports and GRHSI Radio, go ahead and give us a follow at Twitter over at grhsiradio.com. Another foul off by Radford. One ball, two strikes. So it looks like we'll be seeing Radford at bat here, and then Davini Espinosa substituting for Jessica Johnston in just a few seconds. One ball, two strikes. Radford pops one up. Carter makes the catch for out number one. And as I said, Davini Espinosa, usually a bench player for the Lady Longhorns varsity roster, in for Jessica Johnston as a leadoff batter in the Lady Longhorns order. Second at bat here at the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss to start off. Jessica Johnston tonight was 2-for-3. She had a single and another single for two RBIs and a strikeout. Outside for ball one. Just a reminder, folks, this Friday at 5:45, Julie Munoz and I will have the call as the Lady Longhorns take on the Travis Lady Tigers in a very important game for the Lady Longhorns on their docket. 26A in district play. Either come on out to George Ranch High School to support the Lady Longhorns in person, or tune in to grhsiradio.com for the call. Two balls, two strikes, one out, no one on base for the Lady Longhorns. Espinosa at bat. Cracks one into right field. That one falls just into the line. It's a single for Davini Espinosa in the place of Jessica Johnston. Up comes number one center fielder Carlon Dees as usual. There is no replacing her X factor on offense. She is 1-for-2, a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Up top for ball one. Zoe Zamora. Struck out three Lady Longhorns batters tonight. Hasn't done so in the last two half innings. Carlon Dees, a grounder towards second. Ruby Martinez can't make the play. Bounces off of her glove. So runners now on first and second. brings up number two, Kate Dolan, left fielder. She is 3 for 3 tonight with 3 doubles and an RBI. By Kate Dolan. Inside pitch for ball one. So runners on first and second. Kate Dolan looking for another big play tonight. She brought in the first run of the ball game. It is 13-0 now. And they're looking to add. Up top for ball two. Espinosa on second. D's on first. The pitch by Zamora. Down low, 2-1 count, one out. I don't believe the Lady Longhorns have reached this high amount of runs since their game at Bush High School almost a month ago. Two count. Runners on first and second. Kate Dolan already 3 for 3 tonight with 3 doubles. Can she come through again? Grounds one, gets past short. Espinosa will round third. And she'll reverse her decision. Now she'll be cut in a rundown. She'll head back to third. No one's covering the base. So the Lady Longhorns will load the bases thanks to a single by Kate Dolan. It rolled past Marfani at short. So base is loaded, one out. Number 20, starting catcher Mariah Garner, who the Lady Bulldogs were not wanting to put in this situation, is at bat. She hit a 3-run home run in her last at bat. She's 3 for 3 also with 2 singles, totaling 6 RBIs. Crushes one towards left field, falls down. Marlon Dees and Espinosa make their way home. Dolan heads to third. So Garner will look to take second. She doesn't do so, but that'll allow Dolan to come home. She brings in 3 runs. She's out herself. But she makes it 16-0, George Ranch Lady Longhorns. A smart play by Garner. She knew by distracting the infielders at second, she would allow Kate Dolan to advance to home after she already brought in Espinosa and Carlon Dees. You can count that as a possible 2 RBI single and an error. Number 15 designated player Abigail Bergeron is up to bat. 2 balls, no strikes. Still one out here in the top of the 4th inning. Bergeron fouls one off. She is 2 for 2 with 2 singles. She was hit by a pitch in the top of the 3rd inning. Longhorns scored 5 in the 1st, 5 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, and 3 here so far in the 4th. Pitch to Bergeron, inside, 3 balls, 1 strike. Zoe Zamora going up against Bergeron, the pitch. Down the middle, we'll head to a full count. In the batter circle is number 14, Jessica Johnston. She started off at the top of the batting order, and now she finds herself taking the place of Ella Kalinka. That fell off, went right into the stands towards the George Ranch fans and JV squad. Thankfully, they were able to stop the ball from hitting anyone and return it back to the Lady Longhorns dugout. 3-2 count. The payoff by Zamora. That one popped up. Ruby Martinez backs away. She couldn't glove it, so an error in the outfield allows Bergeron to take first. Still only one out here in the top of the 4th. Up comes number 14, Jessica Johnston. And a check. check swing by Jessica Johnson. Fouls one off. And you love these kind of situations for the Lady Longhorns because it allows a lot of the bench players and the substitutions for the Lady Longhorns to experience a starting at-bats. Allows them to have a part of the game. And even puts them in a great situation to drive in a run or two. Another check swing by Jessica Johnson. Goes for strike two. It's a 1-2 count. Runner on first. Johnson has two singles tonight with two RBIs. Hits one towards right. Gets past Martinez. Bergeron at second. Jessica Johnson over at first now with a single. It's hard to write this one down in the book, folks, as we've had a lot of changing, a lot of new names. Johnson usually leads off, and now she's taking the place of Kalinko. Up comes number 13, Sarah Wendler, taking the place of Abigail Dominguez. Down below the strike zone for ball one. And folks, we still have a whole nother month of Lady Longhorn softball to go. The regular season ends on April 21st against the Elkins Lady Knights. But a tough road for the George Ranch softball squad this week and the start of next week. They take on Travis on Friday, and then the very next Tuesday, they take on the Ridgepoint Lady Panthers at Ridgepoint High School. Ridgepoint is in first place, and they dominated Lady Longhorns 13-3 in their last in-district meeting. Sarah Wendler up to bat for the Lady Longhorns. That was one off. Right towards the bullpen. Number 13, Charlotte O'Callaghan, tried to make the play. One ball, two strike count, two outs. Runners on first and second. Zoe Zamora looking to shut things down here in this half inning. Lady Longhorns looking to add on a couple more runs. Another foul off. If necessary, number 4, Bailey Bielitz, taking the place of Macy Burks, is in the batter circle warming up. The pitch down in the dirt evens things out at 2-2. It's Jessica Johnson at first, Abigail Bergeron at second. And a hit into shallow left field off of the glove of Strong. Here comes Jessica Johnson scoring. Already there is Bergeron, a 2 RBI double for substitute first baseman Sarah Wendler. To write that down in the bench section of the scoreboard for the Lady Longhorns. It is 18-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns here in the top of the fourth inning. Bailey Bielitz is at the plate. She's taking the place of Macy Burks, both on offense and defense. Burks was 1-for-2 with a pop out and a single. Bielitz grounds one towards second. Martinez makes the throw to O'Callaghan, and there ends the top of the fourth inning. Lady Longhorns score another 5 runs. It is 18-0, and we'll most likely see one more half inning of Lady Bulldogs batting. See what the decision is by the home plate umpire. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and you're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back. here in Austin High School in Richmond, Texas. It's Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHSI Radio, the one and only place to tune in live for GR Sports. I'm Keenan Vaughn. And folks, would you believe me if I told you it was 18-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning? Well, that's the situation we're facing. It is number 10, starting catcher Sophia Lundstrom at the plate. She'll lead off with a bunt. Falls foul.
Good job, Mariah. Good job, Dad.
Nice reaction. Ryan Gardner already had a hand on it, if necessary, to make the throw. It's an 0-1 count. No one out, no one on base. And Azaria Turner on the mound for the Lady Longhorns has struck out 5 tonight. May not sound as impressive as her 10 strikeout performance against the Clements Lady Rangers last Friday, but nevertheless, still a goose egg in the run column for the Austin Lady Bulldogs.
Hey, here we go, Z. Let's go, babe.
Lundstrom is over one with a ground out towards first base. One ball, one strike. The pitch by Turner. Down in the dirt. That one had some heat on it. Just couldn't get it up into the zone. Tom Tarando and Julian Munoz over on Stream 1 on GRHSI Radio as George Grant takes on the Dulles Vikings at Dulles High School in varsity baseball. Have a listen. Another bunt attempt by Sophia Lundstrom. Once again, it falls foul. A 2-2 count. And the pitch by Turner. Hit past Bielitz at second. The first hit for the Austin Lady Bulldogs tonight, provided by number 10, Sophia Lundstrom. Number 7, starting pitcher Zoe Zamora, coming up the bat for the Austin Lady Bulldogs. It's Bielitz over at second, and Davini Espinosa over at third, and Sarah Windler at first. The substitutions in the infield for the Lady Longhorns. We saw that earlier in the bottom of the third. First pitch outside. Right, Turner was perfect all ball game, but once the substitutions were made against the Clemson City Rangers, she gave up a run. They still got the 11-1 victory. As I mentioned, they're on a 5 in-district game winning streak. Defeated Bush, Hightower, Dulles through a forfeit, Elkins, Clements looking to make it number 6 against the Austin Lady Bulldogs tonight. Pitch by Turner down the middle for strike 2. 1-2 count.
Coming your way, be ready. Hey, getting out here, let's go.
Turner looking to get first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch up top. A check swing by Zamora. Close call.
Go Adder Z, go Adder Z, let's go.
You got a 1-0, here we go.
A 2-2 pitch.
Up.
Popped up. Called by Bailey Bielitz. Makes the grab.
I think you might have my phone.
Route number 1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Up comes number 5, starting shortstop Amira Marfani, over 1 with a strikeout tonight. Corner on first, 1 out. First pitch, a foul off. And speaking from experience, especially being as a senior at George Grant High School this year, time really flies. Especially when you're having fun watching the Lady Longhorns play softball. I just remember like it was yesterday coming here at Austin High School, watching them take on the Lady Bulldogs in district play. The memory that really sticks out is not only when we have the 1 hour time slot with baseball, but also the home run Mariah Garner hit against Lady Bulldogs last year. She hit a 3-run homer today in almost the same spot as I can remember. Another foul off by Marfani. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. remember it so vividly. Lady Longhorns' first ever broadcast for me personally with Nathan Plunk. Fast forward to their playoff rounds, watching them compete against the Seven Lakes Lady Spartans in the third round last year. The throw to second base gets away from Jessica Johnson, couldn't quite get a hand on it, so that'll allow Lundstrom to steal second. 2-2 count against Miramar Fani. Lady Longhorns did so well in the playoffs last year. Never forget those amazing memories. Hoping to do something similar here. We're already more than halfway into in-district play. A grounder towards Bielitz. Makes the catch. The throw is in time for out number two. So two outs. Runner on third. Number four, third baseman Rochelle Esquivel up to bat for the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Turner with the first pitch.
Nice.
Down the middle for strike
daughter,
one.
Daughter, babe.
Nice
hey,
fastball to start. Lundstrom hit a single, the first and only hit by the Austin Lady Bulldogs tonight. She stole second, and then off the grounder by Amira Marfani, she advanced to third. There's a pop-up to Sarah Windler. Can't catch it. It goes foul. No balls, two strikes, two outs. 18-0 Lady Longhorns. Lundstrom on third. Up to bat is number four, third baseman, Trishelle Esquivel.
Hey, here we go, Z. Let's go, babe.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number six for Zaria Turner. We'll see what the consensus is. See if we're playing on. And ladies and gentlemen, that is all she wrote. Lady Longhorns take down the Austin Lady Bulldogs at Austin High School by the final score of 18-0 through four innings of play. Lady Longhorns will improve to 12-6-1 overall and 8-2 in in-district play. They now boast a six-game winning streak in in-district play, and they will go on to face the Travis Lady Tigers this Friday at George Ranch High School. We'll have the call with Julian Munoz starting at 5:45 p.m., and make sure to either come on out or tune in because that one will have huge implications for the Lady Longhorns in 26A as a whole. The Travis Lady Tigers are sitting at second place, only one game above the Lady Longhorns. If they can get the win, then they will move up to second and put them in a really good position when it comes to who they play in the UIL playoffs this year. Over on the Austin Lady Bulldogs side of things, they will fall to 7-15 overall and 4-6 in in-district play. They are in sixth place as we speak. And this will hamper their efforts to move up to fourth place against the Dulles Lady Vikings or the Elkins Lady Knights. And again, folks, Tom Tarando and Julian Munoz are over on Scream 1 on grhsiradio.com. George Ranch is taking on the Dulles Vikings in varsity baseball. Go ahead and have a listen. And I'll see you this Friday for Lady Longhorns varsity softball to take on the second place Travis Lady Tigers for all the marbles. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and that's the show. And final score, Lady Longhorns defeat the Austin Lady Bulldogs at Austin High School 18-0. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and I'll see you this Friday. You've been listening to GRHS iRadio, the one and only place to tune in live for GR Sports. Good night.